You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, practical implications of a really sad story coming up in a couple minutes as well. But let's dig into, because the Steelers will get back to work today after a couple of days mourning the death of Daryl Drake, their wide receivers coach. They will get back to work today and start preparing for the Chiefs on Saturday. So, as a fan, you start to look ahead as well to this weekend when you'll be sitting down watching that preseason game. And as we go from week one to week two of the preseason, the question's not just about playing time necessarily for different guys, but what do you want to see from different guys? We wanted to see Devin Bush have a big game in the first week of the preseason. He did. We wanted to see James Washington have a nice game. He did. Both quarterbacks remained somewhat even in their back-and-forth tussle for the backup quarterback position. The kickers made all their kicks. So as we turn to week two, what are we looking for? Well, just all the same stuff?
I want to say we make too much of the kicker, but when you look at the results from last year, we haven't made too much of the kicker because the kicker makes a lot in this in games. I mean, yeah, they've been decided by him. I want to see him continue to think he's the kicker of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Continue to walk out there, Boswell, and act like, what do you mean somebody's challenging me? I'm the kicker here. That needs to happen. The confidence with which he can. And Matthew Wright can make all the kicks he wants. As long as Boswell matches him, he's the kicker because we've seen what Boswell can do. I want to see that. I also want to see variety from the running game. I want to see all three running backs, if they're going to play Connor. I don't know if they are. But I want to see Jalen Samuels get the ball. I want to see Connor at some point. I want to see Benny Snell. I want to see even for a series or maybe the span of two series, I want to see a facsimile of what it's going to look like when it's really run.
Just without the starting quarterback.
The run game, yes. Just the run game.
I would like to see one series with the offense as a whole out there. And again, just limited. I mean, we're talking maybe half a dozen plays for your Juju's and your starting linemen, things like that, James Conner. But, I want to see them out there, even if it's with Rudolph at quarterback or Dobbs or whoever may start this week's game. I want to see them out there actually doing some things. And then real quick, once they've established a little bit of a rhythm, if they can, get them back off on the sideline and we move forward.
And I also want to see Justin Lane pick himself up and dust himself off a little bit. He did toward the latter stages of that game the other night, but I want to see him go out there with a confidence like, oh, okay, you know what? It was just one preseason game.
Right.
I'm fine. They reached up. They drafted me. The Steelers obviously really liked me. I fit here. And just go ahead and blend in. Because Devin Bush did more than blend in.
Yeah, he took over.
He took over. But you'll take from a rookie and a guy like that, you'll take blending in right now. You don't need to stand out. You just need to not stand out in a bad way.
Right.
And I want to see that from Justin Lane.
Stick your nose in there and make a tackle.
So that's from week one to week two what I want to see. Because I don't know how much you could tell from – there's not much to be told from offensive line play right now. There just isn't. You can see the guys play.
Yes.
But you know what
that's
you
really
got in DeCastro. You know what you got in Villanueva. You know what you got in Marquise Pouncey. You know what you got in Ramon.
Get out there and don't blow a knee.
Right. You know what you got in those guys. You essentially know what you got in Hayward. You even know what you have in, some of the backups. You know what you have kind of into it, even though I don't care if he's great in the preseason or bad in the preseason. It's all about the season for him.
Yeah.
You know what you have in Alu-Alu and guys like that. You know
what I would like to see? The one thing I want to see, because it started last year in the preseason, it continued on Friday night, and it's something that as we continue to push forward into what may be, in all likelihood, Bud Dupree's last year as a Pittsburgh Steeler, Ola Adeniyi, go out there and keep blowing guys up.
And because you know what? The plays that he's making and the motor that he plays with, at some point it's going to be impossible to keep him off the field if he can show that in the regular season.
At some point they're going to have to put him against ones and see if it continues.
Right. Yes, they're going to have to in that. Are you ready? Because it's always prefaced with this.
Right.
All-important third preseason game.
Yes.
He's going to have to play against the other team's ones because you're going to have to get a look at him against real players.
And find out if he's really ready to do that.
Yeah, and so that's a really good call by you because you want to see it. Because there's always some sort of asterisk with Ola Adeniyi,
right?
It's like, oh, well, who was he against?
Yeah, his twos and threes. He got hurt. Oh, there's this.
Yeah, and the guy trying to block him was from Tusculum and he was undrafted.
Right.
And he's not going to make the team, whatever. But if you get him out there in that third game to start the game or to play when the other team's ones are on the field, then there's like no more excuses anymore. He's a real player.
Yeah, and then that all of a sudden, you think there's not pressure already on Bud Dupree, then all of a sudden there's even more pressure on Bud Dupree.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.